The Power Packs Geek Speak. Thanks to the Telstra Store, Mount Barker and Murray Bridge. With Adelaide's tech guy, Richard Pascoe.
I mean, we could say it's for the first time officially this year, but Molly and Richard have been having a thing for the last fortnight. Good morning, Richard Pascoe.
Morning, Damon. Hey, Molly. How are you going?
Oh, I'm better now you're here, Richard. Oh,
all right, you two, just cool your jets a little bit. Let's start by talking about Apple. We'll get to the iPhone 12 and the rumors around it, but first, if you're after a tablet, is Apple the best choice, Rich?
In my opinion, it is the best choice out there. It's market dominant, and that's for a reason out there. So in the last quarter of last year, Apple shipped 19.2 million iPads, a 40% increase over last year. That would have something to do with COVID and people staying home. All of 2020, Apple shipped 58.8 million tablets, 24% more than last year. Its nearest rival, Samsung, 31 million. Mm-hmm. So Apple have got a 36% share, more than double of Samsung's out there. That's for a reason. It's a better product that you're going to buy when you buy an Apple iPad out there. I had somebody yesterday who called me out and said, I've got a problem with my iPad. Went out there, was a Samsung tablet. it's very good. People think iPads are expensive. They're not when you compare them to the top-of-the-range Samsung ones. So always compare like for like. There are a few really cheap tablets floating around as well that certain supply places sell, like for $99. Avoid them like the plague. If you give those to the kids, there will be tears.
Yeah, look, my kids will be disappointed for sure. The kids I don't have. Okay, let's talk about fast startup. Richard, tell me what that is because I'm confused.
So on a Windows PC, there is a thing that got implemented in Windows 8, carried over to Windows 10. It's called fast startup. It supposedly provides a faster boot time when you start up your computer as well. Everybody's got it, but they don't really know they've got it.
Okay.
But I quite like to disable fast startup along with some of the leading techs in Adelaide. So it's not going to harm anything if you leave it on your PC, but there are some issues where you might want to go along and disable it. So if you're using a thing called Wake on LAN, which all the computers at the station would have, which means if a network connection comes down, the computer wakes up, that can have problems on there as well. It takes up a lot of hard drive space. If you get rid of it, you can save some drive. You know sometimes, Molly and Damon, when you hear the fan spinning on your computer?
All too well, yep. Unfortunately.
The old takeoff sound?
The old takeoff sound. Welcome to fast startup. So disable it. How are you going to disable it? If you head over to adelaidetechguide.com.au, you'll put all the instructions up there in a little video. And finally, when you do disable it, go over to Windows 10 updates, check, because I'm pretty well guarantee you suddenly some updates will roar into life and will install.
Very handy indeed. Richard, you're a man that likes to deal in facts, but let's just dabble in a little bit of rumour. iPhone 12, we're expecting it this year. Well, actually, we had the iPhone 12 last year. I'm thinking iPhone 13 is coming this year. What is coming up? What is next for Apple?
I don't think we'll see the iPhone 13. What I think we will see is the hot rumours are that it's going to be the iPhone 12S. And that's because of the negative connotations that surround the number 13.
Really?
Tech companies are very, very conscious about numbers. Because we've got to remember, we went from Windows 8 to 10. Everybody said, where's 9? Samsung went from 8 to 10 in their smartphones. In a lot of Asian countries, you'll never see a 13th floor. They label it differently. So numbers to tech companies mean a lot. So we'll see the iPhone 12S. It'll have a better camera in it. People have some great features. But I don't think it'll be called the iPhone 13.
Heck, well, Taylor Swift will be disappointed. Her favourite number is 13.
There's an unnecessary fact for everyone. Richard, last week you and Molly covered Crap Tech of the Week, and Molly has actually been talking to me about it. What was it, Molly?
It was like a device that kind of reads your poo.
Molly was pretty excited about it. Up next, Richard's latest Crap Tech of the Week. Will Molly get equally excited? We'll find out.
Crap Tech of the week. I said crap tech of the week.
Richard Pascoe's crap tech of the week.
Oh, yeah, this is my favourite bit of the week, I have to be honest.
There we go. I was going to do a bath, now that you were so excited about the poo, but we're not going to do a bath, a smart bath this week. As well, radiation stickers that some people think if they stick it on the back of their phones, it will protect them. Do a quick search either on Amazon, and there are all of these crap things on there that you can go along and buy. And as we've said in the past, if the person who's written it out can't write very good English, then you shouldn't buy it at all. So they say radiation sticker. This sticker, it is tested and proven to that Virgin Tech cell phone anti-radiation protector shield sticker, decreases the amount of electromagnetic radiation. That's absolute crap. Reduce radiation exposure by up to 99%. Absolute nonsense. They say, how does it work? Radiation from common electronics, Bluetooth and Wi-Fi emit radiation that harms our body. That's absolute scientifically incorrect. Radiation shield stickers made of radiation protection film and negative ion film. Do not put these on the back of your phone. If you want to waste $25, please send it in to Damon, Molly and I. We'd gladly go along and take your money for it as well. These things don't work. They've been proven not to work on there as well. It's a different type of radiation. Well, it's not radiation at all. So you can't go along and get something from your smartphone that has never been proven out there as well. And, you know, Wi-Fi, if you're worried about Wi-Fi in your home, and I did talk to somebody again about this last week saying I want to eliminate all Wi-Fi in the home, you have to get rid of your radio and your TV as well.
Fair.
But look, it's scientifically incorrect.
I feel like if anyone was going to fall for that, it would be me. I'd be the person ordering going, well, guys, I'm clear of radiation over here.
Well, I will say this, that Richard does bring his crap tech every week, and I reckon it's about 50-50 in products that I'm actually interested in. You might be higher than that as the year goes on.
I reckon. What was it, the pet pillow that we talked about? That was good.
Without the head that just wriggles around, that's just a bit creepy, Molly.
Yeah, really, but it's company, and at this point, I'll take anything, Richard.
AdelaideTechGuy.com. AdelaideTechGuy.com.au is the place to get all the latest information, plus if your computer's on the fritz, he's the man to get in touch with. Richard, we'll do it again next Wednesday.
Look forward to seeing you guys.